Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:15 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Wednesday morning, May 18th. We're into our summertime routine. So even though it'll take like 5 minutes to tell you about it on TV, I can tell you very simply, highs in the lower 90s, chance for afternoon showers through October, unless there is tropical weather. There, we're done. Right now, we're approaching 80 degrees, and we're going to talk about the Buffalo shooting. We've not done this yet because we wanted to get everything in place and talk to the people that we wanted to talk to about it. One of them is Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. You know, as soon as this happened, the first thing, of course, you feel sympathy toward the people that were victims, their families, the town, et cetera. But then you start thinking, okay, let's look at causes and solutions. And it seems like sometimes politically, before the facts are in, people will start saying it's either a gun control issue, it's a mental health issue, it's a race issue. Sometimes it could be all of the above. It's a fringe group thing. We'll talk about domestic terrorism later here this morning. The president yesterday focused on gun control. And politically speaking, in terms of polling in America, is there any desire at all by the American people overall to have stricter gun laws, at least what the polls say?
So it's a little bit of a complicated question, as it usually is. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, with public opinion, because it depends very much on what you mean by gun control. Gun control is not one thing. Gun control is a category of policies, and you have to specify the policy that you mean, because there are some policies that have a large majority of support. There are some policies that are much less popular. But there are really two elements to public opinion on any issue. There is the number of people, the proportion of people who support a policy, and then there is what we sometimes call issue salience, which is how intensely people support or oppose a policy. And the thing about gun control policies, the entire category of policies, is that the people who oppose various gun control policies tend to oppose those policies with much more intensity. And that means that the way that these policy debates tend to break down is that we wind up seeing these policies not go very far, because the people who oppose any given policy tend to oppose them with much more vehemence. So there are a lot of policies that have majority support, frequently very large majority support, but the people who oppose a lot of the policies, like even background checks, which have large majority support, the people who oppose them tend to oppose them very strongly. And an intense minority will tend to defeat a much more apathetic majority on a wide range of issues.
My gut would tell me, but, you know, while massive, my gut is often wrong, Professor, that people may, after a shooting happens, the people that aren't committed totally to it, just involved, may get all fired up about gun control. But then as time passes and there's not really another notable thing, as in like Buffalo or the church in California, then that kind of wanes and they don't pursue it with the same passion as do the people that are fervently for gun control. Is that pretty much what you're saying, or am I misinterpreting that?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have fancy terms for everything in political science because it makes us feel better. So we call that the issue attention cycle. What happens is there's a dramatic event, and in the immediate aftermath of the dramatic event, we have a policy debate that's either resolved or not resolved. And then there's the next dramatic event, which is frequently on a different category of issue entirely. And then the public kind of moves on. And that's a cycle that repeats on pretty much any issue. We just call that the issue attention cycle, to have a name for it. And that's pretty much what happens. And since our entire policymaking process is biased towards inaction based on the structural belief that a stalemate, gridlock, lack of policy resolution is better than bad policy, what tends to happen is that we wind up with no policy change, and then we move on to the next issue. Yeah.
And that's the politics of it. And then you got come in. Good morning. If we're going to become a nation of public opinion rather than the Constitution, we can hang it up. The words in the Second Amendment are absolute. Another text comes in, says 6'5", 300-pound man grabs two machetes and walks into the top supermarket store. You would have the same outcome because no one's going to be able to tackle him or willing to tackle him without getting hurt severely. Criminals are and people are going to find a way. Stop punishing people who follow the law. I would think that there would have been a difference with two machetes and that people wouldn't have just sat there, or at least the carnage wouldn't have been as bad. There's no way you can know that, but people texted that in. 6:21, more when we return. Time for traffic now on WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the politics of gun control after the Buffalo shooting with Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Somebody else texted in after I read the text about the machete that if you had a couple of texts here, one of them says that if the guy only has a machete, you can certainly run away from that better than you can a gun, and he wouldn't have a chance to attack as many people more quickly. And I don't want to get into the details of this, but I don't know that you can make that presumption or not. Somebody else says somebody tried to shoot the Buffalo shooter, but his body armor stopped it. Not only somebody, but a retired police officer that was working as a security guard. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. I mentioned efficacy of any kind of gun control laws, but is this something that the electorate looks at from a logical standpoint, from a pragmatic standpoint of, okay, we have a problem, what's really going to fix it, or does it turn emotional very quickly?
So it tends to be more about, it tends to be much more about affect. And people are much more motivated by affect towards guns rather than anything else, because if you really want to study the issue of gun control, what you do is you look at it empirically. You look at variation in policy within the country, around the world, and it's a complicated issue because pretty much anything in the world is complicated, and you have to study it statistically. And most people don't study anything statistically. But what's easy for people to do is think about how they feel emotionally about guns as objects. And people tend to be either afraid of guns and dislike guns as objects, or they have positive feelings towards the idea of a gun. They think of a gun as something that gives them a sense of security. They think of guns as providing strength. And that tends to be the dividing line between people who support or oppose gun control. And that's something that doesn't tend to be amenable to logical arguments about the efficacy of different policies, which is why you can very much predict the response to any given event, regardless of the details of any given event. Regardless of the details of any event, you know what everybody's going to say in advance.
So no matter what happened, factually, people are going to retreat into their corners and believe what they want about the incident?
Pretty much, yeah. And you can watch what happens, whether it doesn't matter how the person got the gun. It doesn't matter what kind of gun it is. It doesn't matter what the tactical situation was on the ground. You know exactly what argument everyone is going to make. And that's kind of unfortunate because the policy details are complicated.
Yeah, there are no simple solutions to complex problems. And I always say, Professor, if somebody's telling you that, they're selling you a bill of goods. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Anytime.
You have a good day. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. I said this a long time ago, and somebody texted in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.